Hi there guys, this is Andy. This is a pre-announcement to the main podcast. Now I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank a few people in particular. And these people I'm going to thank are the guys that basically have paid for our site, podcasting hosting fees, which make the show possible. So yeah, big special thanks to Anthony Ogden, Foggy, Matt Dinaris and Mr. Sid. Now we couldn't really do the show without our site sponsors, so big special thanks to you guys. It really means a lot you guys did this for us. Now next up, I want to give a big special thanks to Chris Wilkins. Now Chris Wilkins is the guy that's doing Revival, which is probably going to be the greatest retro gaming event that's actually happening. Now what Chris has done to be really nice, he's given us a special code. And what this code will do, you'll be able to get the tickets for Revival for half price by just entering the code SILEM. So yeah, enter the code ASYLUM at Retrofusion and you'll get a half price ticket. Enjoy the show, guys. Asylum. This is episode 36 and a half. I'm your host, Andy Godoy, and today, guys, we're going to do something slightly different. Now, in the last couple of episodes, we've played you some of our favourite Amiga tunes, our favourite Spectrum tunes, our favourite C64 tunes. Now, what I will be doing is playing you some of my favourite music, but I want to put a little spin on it. What I want to do is take you on a journey through my gaming history, basically, from the simple sounds that gaming started off with little beeps, till AY chips, SID chips, and just the whole evolution. And it's going to be like a journey through my gaming past, basically, which is the reason why this episode is going to be called Soundtrack to My Retro Gaming Life. Now, let's start off where I sort of remember this. Now, I'm a huge ZX Spectrum fan. I love my ZX Spectrum. Now, I've recently bought one, but going back in time a little bit, when I was about, 8 or 9 years old, the first Spectrum I got was my Plus 2. Now, there were other models, the 48K, the 128K, but the one I remember was the Plus 2. Now, there were loads of games before the one I'm going to mention, but one of the tunes that particularly sticks in my mind is a game by Codemasters. Now, I love Codemasters. They really just did everything right for me. The games were cheap, they were fun, they were playable, but most of all, a lot of the games had some amazing soundtracks, and one of the soundtracks was composed by David Whittaker, and the soundtrack to the game I'm going to be talking about now is ATV Simulator. It was an amazing two-player game, very similar in vein to Kickstart 2, and it had beautiful graphics, it was tough, it was competitive, but what I liked about it was David Whittaker's trademark sound. As soon as you heard a David Whittaker track, you knew that it was him that was actually composed this. And ATV Simulator, it's just something about this game. Maybe it's because I used to play this with my friends before and after school. They used to come round, we used to load it up and just listen to this tune and then just get really sort of involved in the game. It was really challenging, it's fun, it's still one of my favourite games and I love this tune. So guys, sit back and enjoy this tune basically by David Whittaker from ATV Simulator. We'll be right back. Yeah, I really hope you enjoyed that. It's one of my favorite tunes ever from the ZX Spectrum. I've just got to love David Whittaker's music. Absolutely fantastic. Now, the way I want to describe this episode of the podcast is like a CD soundtrack for a movie. You know, say certain films, you know them just by the music. So if you listen to, say, Pulp Fiction, you instantly recognize those particular tracks from the film, basically. And that's what I want to try and achieve for this episode of the podcast. I want you guys, when you listen to this episode, basically, to just sort of, you can relate to me a little bit more, so you can find out certain games I played at certain stages of my life, and then you can sort of, like, get what I'm all about, really. So anyway, now I've played you some ZX Spectrum music. One of my other favorite systems ever was a C64. Now, originally, I didn't have the C64. I didn't get it for a good while after I got my ZX Spectrum. So for a while, I was a little bit jealous of my friends and my cousin who actually had a C64. I was a little bit jealous of that SID chip compared to the AY chip. I didn't want to admit it, but that SID chip sounded amazing. Now, one of the games I want to talk about, actually, is one of my favorite sounding games. I don't particularly like the C64 version of the game, and the game I'm talking about is a Target Renegade. The game on the C64 is appalling, in my opinion. The graphics are somewhat okay, but the gameplay mechanics are absolutely broken and terrible. But you know what? The music is phenomenal. It is absolutely amazing. I'm going to stop going on about this, and I'm just going to let you guys enjoy this track. It is mind-blowingly fantastic. Right, so guys, I really hope you enjoyed that track from the C64 version of Target Renegade. That was by Gary Biasello, and it is awesome. I love it, absolutely love it. Now, next up, I'm moving away from the home computers because I wasn't just all about home computers. I'm sure, like everyone else around my age sort of group anyway, you used to love your arcades. Now, I didn't play arcade as much as I'd like to be honest. There weren't always local arcades, so I'd have to go down to Elephant Castle to where the swimming pool was, or go down to a local minicab office. But my main experiences of playing arcade games were like once a year when we'd go down to Margate with the school or maybe a family trip. And occasionally, actually, you'd get the local fun fair that'd go around to a local park. So it was always fun and exciting, sort of like checking out which games they had. You know, we'd always want to play these games on the home systems, but they paled in comparisons, really, to the actual arcade games. Now, one of my favourite arcade companies ever has to be Sega. Sega were phenomenally fantastic. They had it all. This was the day when Sega ruled the roost of arcades, I think. I don't think they really had bad arcade games. Well, none that spring to mind anyway. I was a big fan of, say, Shinobi. I was a big fan of Space Harrier. And a game I was a big fan of was Outrun. Now, Outrun just had it all. Had graphically, it looked amazing. It was bright. It was colourful. It moved fast. And the next thing it had as well, it was cool. And one of the things that really made it cool was the soundtrack. So I want to play you this tune from Outrun. I think it's called Magical Sunshower or Magical Sunshine, something like that. I should have done my research anymore, but I'll tell you what, guys. Once you hear it, you know the tune I'm talking about anyway. So yeah, I love this. It's phenomenal. And when we drive up to Revival, I'm going to say to Swainy, we need to pop this on the car because I just love it. Whenever I hear it, I feel like I'm driving, even though I can't drive. Enjoy it. Okay, guys, so yeah, hope you enjoyed that. That was taken from Outrun and it was called Magical Sand Shower. I finally got that right. Now, sticking with the Sega theme, we're going away from the arcades and back to the home systems. Now, again, I was a huge Sega fan, and the machine I want to be talking about now is the Sega Master System. I used to love my Sega Master System, and the reason why I loved it so much was because of the arcade conversions. Even though you look at these games now, they're not quite as good as the arcade games. But you know, bless the little heart, it actually tried, and at the time, it really felt like the real thing for me. It really felt like I had like Shinobi, it really felt like I had Rastan, it really felt like I had Outrun in my house. Because when you think about it, arcade games, you played them briefly, and these games, you'd play them at home. And, you know, they were slightly cheaper than the NES games, but they were still pretty pricey. And I loved it, so I'd get a game, you know, maybe a game a month, and I'd play that game non-stop for the whole month until pretty much I finished it or got as far as I could on it. So I got every single penny's worth of this game. Well, for the Sega Master System anyway. Now, one of the tracks I want to talk about for the Sega Master System that I really, really, really love is an arcade conversion. I've mentioned this before in the podcast, and it's called Quartet. Now, the actual arcade game was four players, and on the Master System, it was only two players. But I absolutely love the Sega-sounding music on this, on the home system. I actually prefer it more than the arcade. So, honestly, guys, if you haven't played a Quartet before, it's not a great game, but the music is out of this world. Sit back and enjoy. So next up, guys, I want to talk a little bit about a handheld, and that handheld is the Game Boy. Now, I love the Game Boy. The reason why I love it so much was because I was about 11 or 12 years old, and it was just one of the things. Not only now could I play games at home, I had it on a portable system which I could take to school and me and my friends could play. Now, it had a link cable, and you could play like two-player tennis or two-player Tetris, which was out of this world. Absolutely amazing. And some of the launch games were just phenomenal. You had Tetris, Super Mario Land, and I just couldn't stop playing it. I played it until the batteries ran out, and then I'd go out and buy some more batteries. Now, it was a great little machine. It probably is my favorite handheld ever. So much better than the DS, so much better than the Game Boy Advance, the Atari Lynx and all that. But when you look at it nowadays, it's not quite as compact as you may remember. It's pretty big and chunky, the Game Boy. But anyway, one of my favorite games ever, music-wise that is, on the Game Boy, has to be RoboCop. And the music was composed by Jonathan Dunn. Now, this is basically like a remix version of the ZX Spectrum and C64. The main game itself on the Game Boy is rubbish. I give it that. It's nowhere near as good as the Speccy version. But the music really took those 8-bit tracks and just enhanced it. And it even appeared on the Ariston advert. And apparently, Jonathan Dunn didn't hardly get anything for his hard work in this particular tune. It's just, it's phenomenal. It's haunting. It's beautiful. I've played it loads of times before, and you know what? I'm going to play it once again. And yeah, guys, sit back and enjoy it. It's amazing. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. So next up, I want to play you some music from the 16-bit Sega. That's the Sega Mega Drive. I never did quite know why they called the Mega Drive the Genesis in the US. Much prefer the Mega Drive. Now, The Mega Drive was one of my favourite systems ever. I must have got it when I was about 16, 17. So I must have been working in a hotel at the time. It was like a summer job. But it got to the point where my mum just didn't want to buy me stuff anymore because she'd already spoilt me rotten. So I had to go out, get myself a job, and again, paid minimum rent, paid minimum food stuff, and I could afford to buy myself like these 16-bit consoles. And I tell you what, I loved the Sega Mega Drive. Not only did you have some amazing arcade conversions like Ghouls and Ghosts and Strider, which really like looked on par with the arcade, it really did, but you had some original games like Sonic the Hedgehog, which was fantastic. You had Kid Chameleon, which was like a Super Mario type clone. I'm really surprised that they didn't get into trouble with that because it was so similar to Super Mario, the way you hit blocks and so on. But anyway, the Sega Mega Drive, the sound chip, some people always say it's not quite as good as the Super Nintendo, but you know what, I think it had its own unique distinctive sound. And it was a stage of my life when me and my friends, we were working, we were buying consoles, we could buy loads of different games, and we'd each go around to each other's house, we'd play games like Micro Machines, Street Fighter 2, although the Super Nintendo version is better. But yeah, it really started the whole sort of like going around to each other's houses, sort of in the evening or in the weekends, whereas before when we'd played the other systems, we were a lot younger. So sometimes we would sort of like drink some cider, sort of like a big bottle of, what was it, Strongbow, get nicely drunk on that. It was a different sort of experience, it was a different sort of time of my life, so we were drinking, we were smoking back in those days. And I'll tell you what, it was great fun, and one of the tracks I want to talk about actually next up is one of my favourite ever. It's from Streets of Rage 2 on the Sega Mega Drive. Now, Swainy doesn't like this game. He doesn't like the music, but you know what, Swainy? It is amazing. I absolutely love this. This is taken from the theme park level. It's got like a real creepy atmosphere, it's foggy, and then you end up fighting a boss which is very, very similar to Blanka from Street Fighter 2. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed that. That track was called Alien Power and it was taken from Streets of Rage 2. And it's one of my favourite tracks ever on any system. Now, sticking with the 16-bit theme, now what I want to talk about now is the Super Nintendo. Now, I didn't have an Amiga. I moved from the Mega Drive to the Super Nintendo, and again, it was one of these consoles that I'd bought once I started earning a bit of money for myself, so I really was treating myself. I really sort of like, I don't know, I quite like buying my own games. I really cherished them, and because I actually sort of bought these games myself, I'd cherish them even more. Although, like, I used to love the 8-bit Nintendo, this really just wowed me, the Super Nintendo. It really opened my eyes to what a good sounding chip sounded like, because I love the way the Super Nintendo music chip sounds like. I don't know what it's called, but it's amazing. Ranging from games like Super Mario World, when you're in Bowser's Castle, when you see the ghosts, it's all little things like that that add up. You've got that amazing music from Donkey Kong Country called Aquatic Ambience. Now, I'm not going to be playing that because I've played that so much, but it's a great track. But the Super Nintendo had some amazing tunes, absolutely amazing. And one of my favorite definitely has to be taken from Super Metroid. I think it's called Brain Star, the actual particular track. It's really beautiful, it's haunting. It's a superb game. The game itself was 20 megs, I think. You need to play this. If you haven't played it, give it a go. And also, I'll tell you what, guys, listen to this track. It's out of this world. Thank you. right, guys, I really hope you enjoyed that. That was absolutely amazing 16-bit music. Now, I'm going to stick with Nintendo now, and I'm going to move to the N64. Now, the N64, I got the year my daughter was born. I think that was 1996 or 97, and it was a lot of money for me to spend the year that my daughter was born. I mean, my daughter's 16 now, and it was one of the proper last systems that I really got on first day of release. Now, the thing about this, though, I was slightly annoyed, was that when it launched, it was £250. Now, originally, it came with, well, you could buy Mario 64, Shadows of the Empire, but it really didn't have that many sort of like decent games, so I was thinking £250 is a bit pricey. And then about 6 months later, it really dropped down in price by quite a bit. I think I'd lost my receipt and I couldn't actually have it exchanged, so I did lose out on that, which I was slightly miffed about. But you know what? I love Nintendo, and this to me was Nintendo's probably one of its last great machines. Very underrated. I mean, yeah, the GameCube came afterwards, but I still preferred the N64. Now, I love Mario 64. Mario 64 to me, it's probably the best Mario games, absolutely phenomenal. But you had some other amazing games like Wave Race. You had sequels to Super Nintendo games like F-Zero X, which was just so dazzling, it was so fast. And again, I mentioned games like Shadows of the Empire, which were, you know, it was so-so, it wasn't that great. But I loved the machine. It had a very funny design of the joystick, but this was the stage of my life where we would have some major multiplaying action. I was probably 18 going on 19, and what I loved about the N64 was that it had 4 joystick ports, so you could play games like Mario Kart 64, you could play games like GoldenEye, and we would play loads of games like this. We'd go around to each other's house, would have a bit of a smoke, would have a bit of a drink, and it was fun. It was very sort of like sociable. You know, we'd have loads of people around the house, and playing Rainbow Road under the influence of certain things was crazy. But yeah, one of the other games that I really fell in love with was Ocarina of Time. Now, I loved the 8-bit, you know, Zelda. I loved the 16-bit Zelda. I loved the Game Boy Zelda. But I didn't think it would work in 3D, with a whole 3D environment. And I'll tell you what, I was completely wrong, because Ocarina of Time is just one of those games that really just drags you in emotionally. And I know that sounds a bit silly to say that, but it really does. You care about the characters, you want to know what's going on. And one of the most memorable moments for me ever was when you reach this sort of town, and it was the town that Ganon was meant to come from. I think it's called Gerudo Valley, and I tell you what, it's absolutely amazing. Sit back and enjoy. Yeah, guys, I really hope you enjoyed that tune from the N64. It's one of my favourite tracks, Gerudo Valley, taken from Ocarina of Time. Now, I want to talk about another sort of system. This system was the PlayStation, or PSX as it was known, next generation sort of console. Now, one of the reasons why I love this system is because it had CD quality sound, unlike the N64, which was very MIDI sounding. I loved the PlayStation. It made gaming cool. It was at a stage of my life where Okay, I was already a young dad, but I mean, I looked after my daughter on the weekends, but Friday nights or even Thursdays, you know what, pretty much every day I was going out clubbing. And what I loved about it was it made gaming cool, and you'd hear certain artists like Prodigy, Orbital, you know, in certain games like Wipeout. And the whole way it was designed for that sort of teen generation. It looked cool. Instead of having A buttons, it had an X, a triangle. The whole graphic design behind certain games really sold it, and it really done well. And it really sort of, I can relate to the PlayStation, because it was, like I said, that point in my life where I was going clubbing. And I used to go down to the Camden Palace, actually, on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, I'd go to the Wag Club. The Thursday, I'd go down to the Borderline. Friday, I'd probably go down to Roxy and Tottenham Court Road. It was a great, great time of my life, you know, going out drinking and doing other stuff. But one of my favourite tunes was taken from a game called Tony Hawk Pro Skateboarder. Now, this isn't the track I'm really going to play as my favourite tune, but it was by Goldfinger, and it really sort of made me think of a time in my life when I was going out clubbing, and I was really getting into these sort of like American-style punk bands, like the whole new generation of them. But anyway, the track I want to play is really creepy. It's taken from Silent Hill, which was like the perfect alternative to Resident Evil. I love the game. The game is haunting, it's spooky, it's foggy, and the music really just matches it. The music is beautiful at the same time, but it's kind of creepy, you know. Just sit back and enjoy. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Now I've got one more proper track from one console that I'll be playing. Now this console I'll be talking about is GameCube, and this means quite a lot to me. It was probably the last Nintendo machine that I really got into. I didn't really bother with the DS and sort of all the other handhelds like the 3DSs after this. This was it. I was done with Nintendo after that. And now one of the reasons why I love the GameCube was it moved away from the slightly sort of kiddie type games where, you know, it's all bright and colourful and games were sort of like all cute. You had darker games. Games like Resident Evil 4. I remember the first time I played about this. I'd heard how amazing the game was and it just blew my mind. It was just something I hadn't experienced before. It reinvented the whole Resident Evil and just took it to a whole new genre. And even since then, I don't think it has been surpassed. Resident Evil 5 and 6 really pale in comparison. It's a great game, Resident Evil 4. But one of the main reasons why I love this console was it really takes me back to a time where I really bonded with my daughter. When I used to pick her up on the weekends, we used to play the GameCube for about an hour or two, because she used to quite like it, because it looked like a little handbag. So she used to walk around with it. I would even let her borrow it, to be honest with you, sometimes. And she loved it. She had some of her favorite games. And some of the games that we played together were games like Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Party, and she absolutely loved it. And one of the games that we really enjoyed playing together was Wind Waker, which is a Zelda game. Now, my daughter really loved it because of the cel-shaded graphics. Now, I know a lot of people didn't like it for that reason, but I think it worked well. I liked it for the cel-shaded graphics. It gave it a whole new look, and that's what I loved about Nintendo. They really reinvented, you know, their games, and by doing this to Zelda, they really just gave it a whole new look and charm of itself. But like I said, me and my daughter always played this game together. We sort of went through it and we finished it, and it's a certain track called A Dragon Roost Island, and that was our favorite music in the game, my daughter. And you know, I can just remember her sort of being about 5 or 6 years old, just wandering around the island while this music's playing in the background, her humming it along. And I still love this for that reason, and this is the reason why I'm going to play this. So yeah, I'll play this track, and then I want to give a few more shout outs and yeah, wrap up the show pretty much. So hopefully you've enjoyed that. Enjoy this track, guys. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed that. Now it's time to round up the show. Once again, I'd like to say a few special thanks to a few people. First up, I'd like to thank our site sponsors, and that's Anthony Ogden, Matt Dinaris, Mr. Sid and Foggy. Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate that. Now, I'd also like to thank Chris Wilkins. Not only has Chris Wilkins been giving us free tickets for Revival for the 18th, which we have got another competition, which is a caption contest. You can find a little bit more info of that on the forum. But what he's also done, he's given us a special promo code. So if you head on over to Retrofusion, you can get tickets for half price for Revival. And all you have to do is just enter the promo code ASYLUM. But fear not, guys, we will be giving away a few more tickets for Revival on the 18th. Now, one last thanks I want to give, actually. Well, we've got a few more, actually. I want to give a big special thanks to Steve Wilcox. Steve Wilcox gave us a whole bunch of game codes for the C64 Elite Collection. Now, we gave those away last week, Friday. Special thanks to Steve for doing that for us, you know. You haven't checked out the C64 Elite Collection? Check it out now. It's got a fantastic range of C64 games. And last but not least, I want to thank our community and everyone that's given us iTunes reviews. Really appreciate all your feedback. It really helps us out, guys. I'm nattering on. See you next time. Goodbye.